From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to another edition of Melody Time. I'm Paul Benderlow. Today's program brings you musical greetings from people and places, including Dresden, the Danube, and Bella Italia. Let's start with a musical souvenir from the city of Dresden. For centuries, Dresden was the royal seat of Saxony and a place of great cultural richness. In fact, it was often referred to as Elbflorenz. In other words, Germany's answer to the Italian city of Florence. While on a tour of guest performances, a Kapellmeister and composer by the name of Josef Labitzky visited Dresden and was so inspired by what he saw there that he immediately composed an entire polka cycle in the city's honour. At the time, Labitzky was known internationally as the Bohemian Waltz King and rivaled Johann Strauss the Elder in popularity. Strauss, by the way, was an equally enthusiastic traveller. At a concert held to celebrate his return home, Labitzky presented the spa guests in Carlsbad with the following souvenir of his travels. He called the polka cycle Gruß aus Dresden, Greetings from Dresden. And the one we're going to hear now is entitled Belvedere.
Thank you.
Josef Levitsky sending greetings from Dresden with his Belvedere Polka, performed there by the Northwest German Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Heinz Geiser. And now to our next musical greeting, this time from Austria, from the banks of the River Danube, to be exact. Johann Strauss Jr. wrote the melody, which begins as a polka and incorporates various motifs from the composer's second operetta, Carnival in Rome, which was premiered in 1873 in the Theater an der Wien. In April 1873, the Strauss Kapelle celebrated its 50th anniversary with a jubilee concert, which created, of course, the perfect opportunity to perform new works. The concert was conducted in turn by the Strauss sons, Johann and Eduard, and one piece stood out as the high point of the evening. Quick polka from Donaustrander by Johann Strauss the Younger, performed by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Alfred Walter. Just as a point of interest, 1873 was also the year the World Fair was held in Vienna, opening its doors to the public on May the 1st, so the city was in a great state of excitement that year. Our next piece of music was also written as a form of greeting, this time a posthumous one. The salutation goes out to the greatest of the great Austrian composers, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. During his lifetime, Mozart's genius was not fully appreciated, and in 1791, the 35-year-old composer was buried in an unmarked pauper's grave. It took time for his masterpieces to become famous, but eventually he did receive the boundless admiration he deserved. Almost half a century after Mozart's death, the popular Viennese dance musician Philipp Farbach knew that he was guaranteed success when he composed his Figaro Polka. The theme of the polka comes from Mozart's opera, The Marriage of Figaro. And although it's performed here by a Schrammel quartet, it is immediately recognizable. In memory of Mozart, The Figaro Polka. Vienna Schrammel Philharmonia, playing Philipp Farbach's Referenz an Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, in an arrangement by Alfons Egger. Mozart got the idea for his opera, The Marriage of Figaro, from a play by the French author Beaumarchais. The play is said to have opened the gates for the French Revolution, but Mozart's opera is about as likely to incite revolution as our next piece of music by Karl Mülleke. The leading character in Mülleke's operetta, Gräfin du Barry, is one Marie-Jeanne, better known, of course, as Countess du Barry. The real du Barry, extravagant mistress of the French King Louis XV, died at the guillotine in 1793. But in the operetta, her fate is far less gruesome. There's barely a hint of revolution. And the controversial Countess sings gaily about herself in the famous song, Ja, so ist sie, die du Barry. Yes, that's me, du Barry.
Was ich im Leben gewinne, das mach ich ganz, das mach ich ganz. Was ich auch Könige sinne, das mach ich ganz, das mach ich ganz. Wer mir im Leben begegnet, denkt immer dran, ob er mir flucht und mich segnet. Eines sagt immer ja, so ist sie. Wer sie einst sah, vergisst sie nie, voll Scham noch ohne Prüderie. Ja, so ist sie, die Dümerie.
Ja, so ist sie, die Dümerie. Wer sie einst sah, vergisst sie nie, voll Scham noch ohne Prüderie.
Ja, so ist sie, die Dümerie. Wenn ich mein Herz einst in mir,
Thank you.
From the Karl Millerke operetta Gräfin du Barry, we heard Erika Kurt, accompanied by the Günther Arndt Choir and the Berlin Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Frank Fox. You might be interested to know that the rendition we just heard was not the original, but a revised version by Theo Macheben. One can disagree about the arrangement, perhaps, but there's no doubt that it's a great improvement on the rarely performed original. Bringing today's programme to a close is another piece of music which had to submit to revision. In this case, however, it was the composer himself who was dissatisfied, and then only very slightly. In May 1874, the Waltz King Johann Strauss Jr. entranced his Italian audience in Turin with a new waltz entitled Bella Italia. On his return to Vienna, however, Strauss gave his waltz a new and more generalized title. The old political tensions between Austria and Italy were almost forgotten, but he didn't want to step on any toes. So the waltz was rechristened Wo die Zitronen blühen, Where the Lemon Trees Bloom. It would certainly be hard to take exception to such a delightful title, and the waltz has been known as such ever since. Waltz, Wo die Zitronen blühen, by Johann Strauss the Younger. And that's all we've got time for today, I'm afraid. Melody Time was compiled by Barbara Anders and produced by Stephanie Giesen. Our studio engineer was Jutta Maas. I'm Paul Benderow. Do join us for the next edition of Melody Time, a production of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.